Hey, y'all. Hey, yes, I am so super excited because guess what? Guess what? I have an amazing show for you today, everybody. The amazing show number 44 is with Kelly Pantaleone and Kat C. Both of them are TV film actresses. They are prevalent in the Hollywood community. Kelly is also known for her activism, her modeling career, profile music videos and commercial projects with folks like Avril, Snoop, Wiz Khalifa, and so much more. You've probably seen her with guests, but guess what? She is right here on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. Kat C is right there with her, and Kat C is making her own name inside of the comedy scene, and she's also an advocate of New Hollywood movement. Kat is absolutely amazing and reigns out of LA. Today, you will hear from the West Coast, the East Coast, and Australia, and I am too excited to get this party started. Are you ready? We are talking going from tragic to magic on episode number 44 of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. Let's go. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger, and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey, y'all. Hey, as you know, I am Lolita E. Walker. I am a certified life leadership and executive coach. I am a TEDx and motivational speaker, and I empower you to sit in the power of your pause. On this podcast, Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, we do things in three layers around here. First, there's coaching. Now, this is where I challenge your thinking just a little bit. And guess what? Whatever you are not able to use, just leave it right here at the bus stop. Next, there are cocktails. Now, it's not so much about what you're sipping on, but there is absolutely no judgment around here. Nope. It's more about celebrating the greatness of who you are when you show up right here at my kitchen table. Finally, there are some good old-fashioned conversations. And today, I already told you, you are talking to two phenomenal women alongside me. I told you we're talking about going from tragic to magic, right? Listen to this right here.
Tragedy is really based on your perspective as well. I think a lot of times people don't see the beauty of life. You could have the best life. You could have all the money you have. But if you don't see the beauty of life, nothing means anything for you.
Feels like everything has come crashing around you and you don't know how you can carry on. Anything bad that's happened, I can learn from it. And I'm going to turn that into a positive, the silver lining, turning the tragic into magic. I'm also going to take responsibility and say anything good happening in my life, I can also create. In hindsight, when you look back at it, those are the moments that are forging you into the strong person that you are. If you can survive them, that's the training ground. Love so that. Tragedy is training, I guess.
Definitely from tragic to magic is our life goal.
I told y'all it's going to be a good one. I'm so excited. But we always start every single episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker and Walker Enterprises. And today is no different. Today's affirmation is, I am the magic that sprinkles upon my tragic situations and helps them to smile. Yes. It is up to us to ensure that our perspective is such that we are looking at all of our situations, thanking God for the good and the bad, and recognizing that, guess what? We are going to walk into this thing and journey this thing called life. Because before we leave this earth, what we were looking at as tragic is about to become our magic. I am claiming it for you as you claim it for me. Absolutely. And guess what? If you're not there yet, that is absolutely okay. This episode right here is really going to challenge your thinking. We go into a lot of things on this episode here. I leave you with my acronym of MAGIC, really to help you sit into this renewed perspective, especially now. You know, the world is topsy-turvy. There's so much judgment going on in the world. There's so many people in isolation. There's so much happening. And sometimes we sit in this sadness and we sit in it in silence. Sometimes we sit in the tragic, the tragedies, the unforeseen circumstances, and we use that to really push us further and further down into the mud. And it's really, really hard to come out. So today, my two guests are going to talk about these times where they have been feeling that things are tragic and how they came out of it. And I'm hoping that you walk away today with a little something. So let's get started. It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. Okay. So for coaching today, I want to leave you, of course, with five considerations through the acronym MAGIC, M-A-G-I-C. Go ahead and write that on the left-hand side of your paper and I'll talk through those. But as you get that together in your CCNC journal that I know that you have already downloaded from lolitawalker.com/podcast for these notes and a place that you can come back and reference everything that we've been talking about. If you are a regular listener, then you probably remember that when I did coaching previously, I would give you a lot of exercises on imagery. I am an imagery fan. I think that you remember the images that crowd and sometimes cloud your mind. And so I love to help you to walk through imagery that create pictures for you to reference and come back to. Today, I'm talking about how your tragic can go to magic. And this is what I would love to leave you with. I'd love for you to, on your paper, just go ahead and draw a circle. Now, in this circle is you. So I don't know if you want to write the word me, if you want to write the word you, if you want to draw. My artistic skills are less than stellar. So I have written the word me in my circle. You could write your name. Whatever you decide to write, I want you to imagine yourself right there in this little bubble, right? And inside of this bubble, you remember the snow globes? Especially as we enter the holidays, you remember the snow globes that you could just shake up and the middle always stayed the same, was just glued to this foundation. I want you to imagine you glued inside of this space, inside of this bubble. And there's so much that could be happening. And sometimes when we shake up this globe, when we shake up the globe of our lives, distractions pepper down. But imagine that this is magic. Imagine whenever you are in a space of tragedy that you shake up this globe and all of this amazing dust falls on you. And what if that dust was magic? So here is what I want to leave you with for consideration. What if the M was making this moment pause? Make this moment pause. What if you remember that you set the pace of your life? Make this moment, all the distractions that are around you, even the magic that is falling all over you inside of this moment right here and is peppering you with a smile of fond memories. Pause and imagine it standing still. Imagine how creative you can be. Imagine how thoughtful you can be. Imagine gifting yourself time and space and energy. What if you can make this moment pause? You control the pause button? Absolutely. Sometimes when you're going from tragic to magic, you have to pause in your circumstance so that you can embrace where you are right now. Now, I didn't say love it. I said, I want you to embrace where it is that you are right now. I want you to become aware of this moment because you're seated and you can't get away. You're grounded right there. The A is about acting in your superpower. Do you know your superpower? One of my superpowers is that I am able to help you pause. I have this gift that God has granted me to be able to pull out the greatness that is inside of you. And sometimes it's the magic of my words that are able to do that. I listen intently and it is a superpower. I'm able to pull it out and I own it. And then I'm able to replay it back to you so that you see the greatness that already lies in you. So what if you recognized your superpower and you could articulate it? Huh? What is your superpower? Think about it. Write that down. So we're sitting inside of your globe. You are sitting in the middle of it. So mine is the Lolita globe. Lolita is sitting in the middle of it. And I've shaken it up and I have all of this magic pouring all over me. And I've started with my M of making this moment pause, recognizing exactly where it is that I am and allowing and embracing this moment, no matter your circumstance. Remember, we are not defined by our circumstance. But if we pause for a moment, we can make this moment, this one right here, pause. Then we're acting in our superpower because we've already acknowledged and articulated exactly what that is. Take some time to think about that. That G is about garnering your strengths. I want you to pull them all together because you need to know what they are so that you can act in your superpower. And oftentimes it's a strength. That I is about the internal work. It's yours. This internal soul work. Some of what you're doing right now, right? Internal soul work. This is where the magic begins. This is what could bring tears. It could bring laughs. But what it does is bring emotion. And sometimes you got to sit in that. And it's not until we gift ourselves permission to sit and be grounded inside of our own globe, inside of our own space, inside of where it is that we are right now, away from everyone else, so that we can shake up our own globe and feel this magic. What internal work do you need to do? Write it down. And then that C is about calming your fears. And one way to do that is to lean all the way in. Sometimes we have to walk into the fear, but first we need to acknowledge what it is because we're standing in our moments and we're making this time pause. Does it make sense? You see how you can go from tragic to magic if you gift yourself the opportunity to pause. Now, I know I'm always talking about the power in your pause. If you haven't heard me talk about that, then you need to go back and listen to a couple episodes. But what I will let you know is this: in every single episode is some soul work. So whether it's that I'm pouring into you by way of gifting you an imagery exercise because they're so powerful, as today you are sitting inside of this globe. And what if you shook it up a little bit? What if you moved to the left and the right? Go ahead and shake yourself. I'm shaking myself. I know you can't see me, but you can hear me. And what if you allowed that magic, put your hands out to the side, allow that magic to come all over you. Imagine the blessings that are ready to be poured and bestowed upon you if you allow it in. Allow it in. Come on, y'all. This is the time to allow your magic to flow all the way in. That is your soul work for today. It's time for some cocktails. What are we celebrating today? What are we celebrating today? Well, I am celebrating you. I'm celebrating you and gifting you a cheers for recognizing that there is magic all around you, for sitting inside of your snow globe, your globe of awesomeness, and recognizing that you are greatness right where you stand. And what if we allow the magic to simply pour atop of us? Would our lives change? Would we go from tragic to magic? I say hashtag absolutely, but I cannot wait until you let me know. So shoot me a note at change@lolitawalker.com or go to my latest post for this particular episode. Scroll up and find the one where you hear Kelly Pantaleone and Kat C talking about this episode right here. I cannot wait to hear from you. Here is another amazing cheers as we lift a glass to Lindsay Hawley. Now, you all haven't heard the power of what she was able to bring into the life of her best friend, Kelly Pantaleone. Kelly talks about her best friend in this episode, her best friend during this tragic time of when her friend committed suicide. And I want to give a cheers to the life, the amazing life of Lindsay Hawley. May her memories continue to pour magic on all that she has touched inside of this world. Cheers, Lindsay, and to all of those who no longer are here with us on this earth. I also want to give a powerful cheers to folks who are helping me on my 5-star journey to 200 reviews. Have you been one of them? I do not know what you're waiting for. If you got anything at all out of this episode right here, I want you to head on over to Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and leave your 5-star review. Your message could be read right here. So here is the most recent 5-star reviews. One says, amazing. And this is from No. It says, I recently started listening to podcasts regularly, and by far, this is one of my favorites. I have listened to back-to-back episodes. Thank you for your voice. Keep shining, sis. Thank you so much. No, I love it. What else do we have? Kiki B1 Love says, Lolita is a whole vibe and a breath of fresh air. She keeps it real inspirational, and transparent, which is something we all truly need in these times. Queen, I appreciate the jewel and beacon of light that you are to me and so many others. You are loved, appreciated, and needed. You are one of my sheroes. Thank you, Kiki B1 Love. And this is called My Shiro. Listen, you can go ahead and follow all of these that I am reading right there on Apple Podcasts. The next one says, it's from Poost Face. These names crack me up. It says, podcast is great. Lolita is such a great interviewer. Such passion and positive energy. It is contagious. I love it. Oh my goodness. And here's another one that I hadn't seen yet. This is from Shorty90. Masterclass in an episode. Lolita E. Walker, totally love all of your episodes, especially the one on what kind of culture you are cultivating. Oh, I know that is one of my favorite episodes too. That was with Culture Craig. I digressed a minute. It said, once on your podcast, I couldn't stop. So appreciate how you show up in this world in your digestible actions that not only help anyone leading teams, but also anyone to have a great mind shift. Thank you. Grateful our paths have crossed and that you made it through your journey that led you to creating this podcast. This is from Shorty90. Thank you so much. And this listener came from LinkedIn, and I can tell because they started, I didn't read this part. It says Lolita E. Walker, MBA, CLC. And that is the name that I have on LinkedIn. So listen, you all, I appreciate every single person that decides to take a moment in their moment to write me a 5-star review. I so appreciate it. And as always, it's not just about the review. I do love to read them, absolutely. And I am on a journey to 200 5-star reviews, but it's also about you. At the end of this journey, once I get to 200, I'm almost there, kind of, sort of. I'm at 110, and you can absolutely help. An amazing woman, Sandra, has said, Lolita, I want to help you win. When you get to 200, shake all of the names up, and I am going to pull one name, and I am going to gift them a 1-week, no expenses necessary, at her luxury condo in Texas. And I cannot wait for you to be there. But to get entered to win, what you need to do is go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Absolutely. And hands down. So I want to leave everyone a cheers who is listening in. And during this season, I want to say that this is your time to turn tragic into magic, because you own the opportunity to do just that. And I want to leave you with another opportunity. Listen in. Hey there, it is Lolita E. Walker, and I am so excited that you are considering my upcoming group coaching program. That's why you're here, right? Well, what makes this coaching experience different? Good question. Me, alongside the amazing folks that choose to come on board with me, and that could be you, we will talk everything from accountability, goal setting, and mindset. We're also talking fear, limiting beliefs, and establishing boundaries. What is in your way? I am pushing you. I am pushing you. I am pushing you differently and intently. You're also going to learn from the amazing folks that choose to join you on your journey. Now, this is just to name a few. We are going to engage in amazing content. You'll have some soul work and a bit of fun, because that is what we do to get to where we're going. The cost of this program is only a fraction of what your transformation will yield. So what's in the way of you rediscovering the renewed you? For me, absolutely nothing, because I'm worth it. What is the loss that you will experience should you decide not to invest in yourself today to achieve the greatness that you absolutely know that you deserve? Listen, the choice is yours, but I would absolutely love to have you. See you there. It's time for some good old-fashioned conversations. Hey, Kelly and Kat, and welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. Kelly, how are you tonight?
It is still the morning time here in Australia, so getting my day going and looking forward to some motivating conversation.
Oh, I love it. Yes. So to have Australia, East Coast, and somebody from the West Coast. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. We'll see how our energy is able to play out over the course of the podcast episode.
We're basically the UN.
Right. We are. Listen, let's claim it right now. It's going to be so good. Well, hey, Kat, welcome to the party. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? Today is actually the first day in Los Angeles. We felt like the fall is coming because I hosted my comedy show yesterday at the pool backyard comedy show, and we never felt so cold. So it's like 72 degrees too cold for Los Angeles.
You know what's crazy is I was just in Tampa over the weekend and my best friend has a pool at her house. I was saying, wow, it's a little chilly to be out here in a pool. So we turned on a hot tub. But isn't that crazy to say that it's too cold in Florida?
Yeah, I guess Florida is kind of like LA. A hot tub sounds so good.
Yes, I wish I was still there. I love it. We had a ball and we are going to have a ball on here today. We are talking about how to go from tragic to magic. And I cannot wait to get you guys' input on exactly what that means. Let me start with you, Kat, since we're already talking. When you think about going from tragic to magic, what do you think about?
I would think about how the people can turn their life around. I'm a big believer of second chance. People deserve a second chance. Life is not always perfect. Coming from the point of view of stand-up comedian, I believe, you know, you can't always turn some sad story into a comedy. It depends on how you going to change your life, how you are going to perceive yourself and turn around. Definitely from tragic to magic is our life goal.
Yes. And I love that because you talked about you are a comedian. So I want to leverage that and say, if you were to say one of your strengths by way of introducing who you were, what would you say?
I would say I always have positive energy and like to make people happy and laugh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm actress and writer, filmmaker, of course, stand-up comedian as well. I'm based here in LA. I loved performing arts since I was a little girl. But coming from a traditional Asian American family, we always have to go to school, finish my grad school, and I get the chance to go back to Hollywood, pursue my dream. I just think I'm very lucky to do what I love to do. I think that's what life is about. I always believe money cannot buy happiness. I guess that's the magic of our life. You can always follow your dream, no matter how old you are.
Oh, I like that. Money cannot always buy happiness. Absolutely. Especially when you talk about living in Hollywood and going to Hollywood and making dreams come true. Ooh, this is going to be so good because there's so many stories about tragedy that turns to magic. And if you think about the movies, if you even think about this American life, what does that mean? So I can't wait to get all the way in, but let's go ahead and bring Kelly into the conversation. Kelly, by way of a strength, how would you introduce yourself? Let's talk to the folks around the kitchen table today.
Oh, such a juicy topic, Lalita. Ooh. So I actually just recently discovered this because our friends, Gary Pearl and Gary Goldstein, they're producers. They did Jane the Virgin and Pretty Woman. It's all about finding your superpower. I've been exploring it and thinking about this a lot lately. And I really think one of my superpowers is my emotions. Because that could be seen as a weakness or a vulnerability in a lot of different scenarios or circles that you run in, because historically it's been seen as, you know, women are too emotional and therefore we're weak. Well, I really like to turn things on their head and find the silver lining and everything. And as an actor, I believe that emotions are our superpower because we're able to tap into that and transmute that energy that have been very emotional into something powerful on screen that can help uplift and resonate with others. So I think that's my superpower.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, before you all got here, I was talking to the folks around the kitchen table about this acronym of five considerations to really turn this tragic into magic. And the thing is that tragedy sometimes is perspective, I think. So I want to just ask both of you all, when you think about tragic, when you think about a tragedy, what do you think about? And I know Kat already answer that for us. But when you think of tragic, Kelly, what do you think about?
I think of something that's happened to us that is devastating. It's a loss that we don't know if we'll ever come out of. And I've been through that a couple times. It almost feels like the end of the world. It feels like everything has come crashing around you and you don't know how you can carry on. in hindsight, when you look back at it, those are the moments that are forging you into the strong person that you are. If you can survive them, that's the training ground. Love so that. Tragedy is training, I guess.
Yeah, tragedy is training. As far as you think about how to turn that thing into magic, I know earlier you talked about turning things around, really looking at your life. We talked about stand-up comedy a little bit. Both of you all are actresses. And when you think of being an actress, give me an example of how you have turned a tragic situation into magic.
One thing that really stands out is when I lost my best friend to suicide. That was a tragedy that just rocked my world and so many people around her, because she was such a bright light and an inspiration for so many of us. I felt myself falling down that dark rabbit hole of depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts. And I just thought, you know what? I have to just stop everything that I'm doing and completely shift gears in order for me to get back on track and live the life I know I'm supposed to. So I packed up my life in LA, went backpacking around Southeast Asia and followed in her footsteps as my way to pay tribute to her. I picked up her nonprofit, Give Backpackers, and made it a 501c3 status organization. And we helped people through Cambodia and Thailand. And then I went to India, Myanmar, Nepal, and Singapore. That changed my life and made me believe in life again in general and just feel like it was worth living. From that deep loss, I found new heights that I didn't even know were possible.
Oh, that is so good, because when you talk about soaring to new heights and really exploring endless possibilities, I love talking about this on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. And I want to really talk about the five considerations that I left folks with and get what you all's reaction to it is, and then leap into the amazing work that you're doing with so many people talking about how their life could really be a movie, because to me, that is part of making the magic happen. Here are the five considerations. It's in the form of an acronym, MAGIC, M-A-G-I-C. The M is all about making this moment pause, making the moment that you're in, no matter what the circumstance in, but this momentary interruption that you're feeling right now, really you choosing to allow it to pause in this moment and feel the power in it. And sometimes that just means taking a step back when everything tragic seems like chaos. So we talked about that a little bit. The A was about acting in your superpower. And look, you just mentioned your superpower. It's really about also the G is garnering your strength. So once you really know what your strengths are, which is so important, especially in times where you're feeling down, when you can really rely on those strengths, it's time to make your supernatural become your natural, and your natural is going to become your supernatural, right? They play on each other and they soar you higher. I had a whole episode where I talked about how to make your natural supernatural. That I was about internal work is where the magic can begin. And I think even you talked about when times are really low, self-discovery, how do you sit in it? Sit in your emotions and know that that's okay, especially as women, especially when we're told that we got to keep on going. And then the C was about calming your fears, the fears that sometimes get in your head, and leaning in so that you can leap bigger, better, bolder, your expectations, the endless possibilities we talked about. So let me go to Kat first and see how any of those landed with you. And then I want to hear from Kelly also.
Lanita, I love what you just said there. And then also I want to agree with what you mentioned about earlier, tragedies. Really based on your perspective as well. I think a lot of times people don't see the beauty of life. You could have the best life. You could have all the money you have, but if you don't see the beauty of life, nothing means anything for you. You mentioned about acting the superpower, and then like that's kind of the superpower within us as humans. How are you going to change your perspective? Some people can't just see the beautiful sunset as the most beautiful thing in the whole world. Even they don't have too much money, but they saw the beauty and they can turn anything tragic into the magical. They can always use our superpower within themselves to find happiness, to find the magic of life.
And you know, I really think it's a mindset. Oftentimes, depending on how we were raised, sometimes those generational stigmas want to come down with us. And sometimes it's in that momentary interruption that you recognize, like, listen, life is really short and life can be so magical. You said people don't really see the beauty of life. And I think you're so right. But when you have the mindset that I am bigger than my circumstance, look at the magic that you can create just from thinking that. Oh, I so love that. No, Kat, that was good. Yay. What do you have, Kelly? What are you thinking about as you heard us talk?
Yeah, that was brilliant. I'm actually going through something right now that has been very difficult the past few months. Sitting in this moment, like you said, making it a moment of pause. And I listened to your podcast recently and it just, and your TED talk as well. And it just really made me realize this time that I'm going through and the privilege I have to be able to sit on my own as I'm in the bush right now and writing a book and I'm by myself and reflecting on this difficult time that I'm going through with family issues. It is actually shaping me and strengthening me in a way that previously, when I've gone through periods like this, I wasn't able to appreciate in the moment. I just saw it as a difficulty. And now that I'm taking a moment to reflect, I'm realizing, okay, it is difficult, but it doesn't have to be so bad and so negative and so sad. I can use this as fuel to motivate me as part of my mission now. This is just adding to my toolbox of things that I'm going to present the world so I can help others because I've been through adversity and struggles and issues so I can relate to others. And so now I can stand strong knowing that this is something that I can use to help people. Rather than it's something that's just bringing me down. Now I'm strengthened by my purpose. It's taking that moment and acting on it, as you said. I love this acronym. I love that you made us an acronym, first of all. Like, that's a first.
Absolutely.
Definitely need to write that down and put that on my wall. You know, garnering your superpower. That is what it's about, transmuting that energy. It's like the alchemist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like creating magic. Using that acronym, you really are able to create magic, and it's turning something around from sad to strong.
Oh,
I love it.
Yes, absolutely. And some of the things you just said was, you know, shaping, strengthening, really sitting in that power of your pause. And I talked about that a lot, but oftentimes because we're so busy and we're these superwomen and we're making things happen, we're going, 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 people are depending on us, we're nurturing all the time. We forget that it's in those moments that we really gain our power, that we really strengthen ourselves. And sometimes we lose ourselves because we don't pause. And I know it seems counterintuitive, but it's not until you pause that you truly can get yourself together so you walk with more intention. Absolutely. Kat, can you talk about a time briefly about when you had to tell yourself, listen, Kat, it is absolutely time for you to pause for a minute so you can get your life right?
Oh my gosh, Nolita, I love this because that's the number one thing I learned in the acting class, changing my life. In the acting class, it told us actors always live in the moment because that's the time you can find a truth, find yourself. In our life, we always want to fast forward our life to say what's future is going to be, chasing what's going to happen tomorrow or in the future. We forgot living the moment. I just feel like that's the biggest lesson I learned in the class. It's not just about learning how to act. It's learning how to be a human, how to live your life right, how to treasure every moment and find that magical moment every single day.
Find your magical moment every single day. In my house, we have a small wins board, and the folks around the kitchen table already know this because I talk about it all the time, but everyone writes up a small win a day. And it's so important that you reflect on what you have done that is good in a moment, right? Just one. I don't need 2, 3, 5, or 10. We definitely have to have one. And sometimes you're like, I really didn't do anything today. I didn't accomplish anything. Force it. You'll sit there until you have something because today you have accomplished something. And when you can go back and you can read all those in a month, it's breathtaking. So if you haven't already established that practice, try it as we move into the next month. It is really phenomenal. It'll change your life.
I needed that.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I needed that, Lolita. That actually really validates a day that I had just yesterday where I was not okay mentally, just feeling really frazzled, really upset, and really low energy. And I just took the day to watch nature documentaries, hang out with the dog, hang out with the animals. And I was thinking, as a Capricorn, I'm very driven and goal-oriented, and I hate sitting around doing nothing. And then I was punishing myself, but then I realized, no, you need a self-care day. You need to take care of your mental, because if you don't, all the days following this are going to suffer. So thank you for allowing me to just take a moment to reflect.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so good. And here's another detour, but kind of on the same street, is this right here. I oftentimes say, where are you and what are you doing in your most be-free space? What are you doing when you can literally, when your shoulders go down and you're like, where are you your most creative? And for me, it's around water and trees. When I get around water and trees, I can write poetry. I can just relax. Every other distraction in the world just moves away. And it's interesting because then I ask, how can you get a piece of that in your day? For me, although I want to be near water in Jamaica, to be very specific with a Mai Tai, right? Because I really want to be doing that and I'm not able to. But what's preventing me from turning on Pandora or turning on the radio and putting on some music that is going to remind me of the water, which is what really fuels me? What is it that I can listen to that's going to bring nature around me? So I love that you went out into nature and really was able to kind of just pause for a minute to bring it back all together. That's really good.
Yeah. Nature is healing. And when you can actually be around it, because I usually in LA will listen to jungle sounds because I lived in the jungle in Uganda. So it takes me back. When you can actually step out into nature and not just listen to it, that is next level. We're on this planet for a reason with the plants and animals. So definitely work in symbiosis with them. You'll be rewarded.
I love that. And so Kat, as we talk about this place of be free, that's what I call it, your be free space. As we talk about this place, where is your most be free space?
I feel like the moment I feel free, or sometimes when I feel a little bit down and sad, I like go driving and just listen to the music, get a lost for a moment. I feel like that's my moment. I feel free. I'm so free because I get lost in the music and driving without any direction, passing by the streets I grew up with, tons of memories. I just feel those kind of moments at the time gave me freedom and finding myself.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. Sometimes I just, when I'm driving, I just drive and drive. And then next thing you know, I'm like, how did I get all the way over here? So it's just, I get lost in my thoughts. Thank God I'm still focused and I can drive and I see and I'm able to move in and out of traffic. So I love that you said that. Look at all of these similarities we have, y'all.
I love
Amazing.
It. Amazing.
Yeah. That's why travel is so important. And that's why it saved me. And I want to encourage anyone else when they're feeling down, like what Kat said, getting in a moving vehicle and listening to music. I actually wrote about this in my book recently. It's something that just transforms you and it transports you to a new place. When you're feeling down, I know it's difficult in these days, but if you can travel even to the next town, get on a train, get on a bus, get on something where you feel the motion and the movement and it propels you forward, and listen to inspiring music that takes you to another place, your whole day will be turned around.
Oh, that is so good. So good. So good. Talking about our whole life will be turned around. Our days will be turned around. I want to talk about this work you all are doing to think about your life as a movie. Which one of you all is going to talk to us about the work that you guys have partnered to do, which is really changing people's lives, even financially?
Yeah, I could get started with that. Kat and I have been developing this show for quite some time, and we both have this vein of wanting to help others and give back. You know, Kat's been in the industry for a very long time growing up in LA. I met Kat when I moved to LA. And I think we might've met in 2012. We've always been hustlers. We want to work. We're on the grind. We work hard. And we've always been figuring out ways that we can work together. When we reunited through Clubhouse, it really, you know, because my travels and living in Vancouver for a couple of years had taken a break from LA, and it reunited us. And we were brainstorming ways to help others, but also, you know, within our industry in the film business, how can we make a show that people are interested in listening to? We, after many weeks, came up with this concept, and it was around the Oscars when we were hearing people tell their very brief life story, because they don't have long up on that podium, and they talk about how, you know, things they went through inspired them and the people that inspired them and helped get them through tough times. So we thought it might be interesting just to hear people's life stories, because you never get an opportunity to do that, to share your life story with anyone, really, even your closest friends. When do you sit down and say, okay, I want to hear about your life story. Why don't you tell me? It just never happens. So we wanted to give people that space to feel heard and seen, especially during the pandemic when everyone's so isolated and by themselves and feeling unseen and unheard mm-hmm. and feeling separated. We wanted people to feel included in a community. And as we told you earlier, we went on for 36 hours, the first show that we had. We just couldn't shut it down. People were so desperate to spill their life story and to get it off their chest, because sometimes for many people, it's the first time they're ever doing it. So we've been told that we're better than therapy, because some people just never get to express themselves in that way, let alone do it in front of Hollywood heavy hitters that have produced and directed real films and TV shows that we've all watched. So it's a really great service that we're able to provide to people during this time to get things off their chest and then hopefully turn it into something. Sometimes these people in Hollywood actually say, yeah, DM me. This is a really great story and I want to help you. We have programs like a writing program with Bobby Del Rio, who you had here on the podcast, you know, yeah. The Winner's Circle. He invites all of the winners to come and workshop every week with him and work on their writing. So there's a lot that's coming out of it. We're really happy to be able to offer that to people.
Yeah. How powerful and cool is it that there's a platform where you can talk to people from all across the world, meet these strangers and really have opportunities just really be present in front of you because you've decided to show up and tell your story. It's so exciting to me. I mean, just look at Bobby Del Rio. Yeah, you're right. I had him on the podcast, and just to hear him tell his story and how this audio app has really transformed his own life. It is a movie now.
It really is. His story is amazing, and seeing so many people flourish on the app is exciting because, yeah, it's been difficult this past year and a half. And to be able to do something with this time and connect and create community virtually. I mean, I'm in Australia and I'm still hosting this show with Kat. You know, I had to come back here during the pandemic. I usually live in LA, and I could leave LA and come back and see family, which is usually something that I feel really bad about, leaving my work in LA. So it's really enabled us to do more out of life. Now we're able to move at like the speed of light because we're all connected through an app. Everything moves so quickly. I mean, we had somebody, a very, very generous friend, John Legere, jump into the room, and I just told him what we're doing, and he offered $20,000 in prizes to our winners. Just instantly. I mean, I've had to work months with fundraisers to raise money for my nonprofits. And within seconds, he just helped us out and has enabled us to change so many lives just like that. It's like manifestation at its finest.
Oh, I love that. I love that. How amazing is that? How life-changing is that for a person or multiple people who were able to just be surprised just because of their story? It's just so amazing to me. Kat, I want to ask you this. Outside of pure connection, what else do you believe is a core benefit from sharing your story, especially on this open platform?
I think for a lot of people, like Katie mentioned, you know, maybe it's like a therapy for them, just finally get to tell their story. A lot of times as humans, we constantly hustling, just trying to live a life or make a living. You never get a chance to reflect yourself. I think during the world pandemic, a lot of people have that moment to stop, start to think about my life. And then we can hear so many stories, like you mentioned, from all over the world, people from all walk of life. It's like amazed me how many wonderful stories we have heard, and also opened my eyes how humans can be so different. We learn from each other. I truly, truly wish one of the stories will be made as a movie. We can see one of their life story be on screen one day. That would be such a joy and a blessing for us. And then Katie and I will be just, oh my gosh, yes, we made your life story into a movie.
I love it. No, that's good. Okay, now we're going to go into what I call Come As You Are. It's my Come As You Are round, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions and literally just say what is on your mind. The first question I have is, what is one strength that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you have, but you didn't always believe it was a strength? Kat, let's go to you first.
Well, good question, Nanita. I never know I have the strength to make people feel so positive, because I think I'm kind of like a goofy. Sometimes my friends always say, oh, you have this positive energy. You always like bring sunshine to us when you're around. I need to embrace that better.
I love that. So good. Kelly, what is one strength that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you had, but you didn't always think it was a strength?
I think it would be vulnerability, because growing up in a small country town, that was seen as something weak and to be almost laughed at, especially in Australia. Everything's a joke. Me growing up as this kind of artistic, creative, big thinker, but also very vulnerable and an open book, was seen as something weak growing up. So I never saw that as a strength. But now, through my artistic pursuits, filmmaking and writing and acting, it's definitely a strength to have. And it's hard for people to tap into. It's actually something that is difficult for most people to do. And for me, it comes very naturally. So I'm gonna reframe it and see it as a strength now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here's another one. How long have you all known each other, Kat?
I think about 7 or 8 years ago, we met at a pool party at Seoul, LA. Kaylee actually came over to say hi to my dog. I used to have white Pomeranian. His name is Popcorn. She met my dog. And if you like my dog, you're my friend. So we instantly became friends.
Right over your doggy Popcorn. I love it.
Our love of animals.
Oh, what is one barrier that you still see in the way, Kelly?
Oh, gosh, Lolita, you're hitting me with a big, heavy question here. That caught me off guard. That was, that's deep. So a barrier that I still see in the way, probably myself, to be honest. I think that the only thing ever holding us back from achieving all the dreams that we have and goals in life is ourself, because everything is possible. Even the word impossible, I'm possible. It's funny to me when somebody says something is impossible, because I love to challenge that. And I really think we're capable of anything. The only reason that we're not succeeding in our dreams, and it's hard, it's really difficult to look at yourself and say, I am responsible for my life. I think, and I'm not going to get into religion because that is a very controversial topic, but I think that a lot of people put the power in someone else's or another entity's hands and say, everything that's happening, it's not my fault. It's bigger things are at play. But we could use that as a positive thing and say, yes, bigger things are at play, but it's because we're capable of completely creating our own destiny that gives us the power. So take your power back, stop putting it in other people's hands and say, no, anything bad that's happened, I can learn from it. And I'm going to turn that into a positive, the silver lining, turning the tragic into magic. I'm also going to take responsibility and say anything good happening in my life, I can also create. Stop getting in your own way. Stop blocking your blessings.
Stop blocking your blessings. Absolutely. I would love to just ask you all, why is the work that you do so important? Let's go ahead and go to Kelly.
So as Kat mentioned, we're helping people all over the planet from Senegal to Singapore. And these are people who do not have access to anybody in Hollywood. And it's not even just that. It's the fact that they can be heard is really important. I think that's a really important thing these days, is that people aren't feeling seen or heard or listened to. We have fans that listen in regularly. They don't even come up to speak. They just hear people's stories. And I think it puts things into perspective for people. Everyone is struggling. Everyone is going through something, especially during this time. Our show in general, the way that it's different is that most people are just seeing a highlight reel. We're enabling people to feel seen in their struggle. It's not a highlight reel. It's quite often, what are the worst things that have happened to you in life and how can we make it better? And that isn't usually what you see on the internet. I think it's really important to be transparent and real with other humans and to see each other's struggles so we can all help each other get through it. Because for me, it's actually very empowering to hear that other people have gone through some really hard stuff and come out of it. It doesn't always have to be seen as tragic. Like you said, for me, it is magic.
Ah, yay. I love that. Because what if we looked at our circumstance as magic? What if we looked at it with gratitude of the good and the bad? What if we looked at it as this is a magical moment? Now, what can I pull out of it? It's a mindset. It's a mindset shift. And I think that we are all absolutely capable of it, right? Mindset. I don't know what I was saying over there.
I do mind shits all the time. Don't worry.
I love it. Okay. And then Kat, I'd love for you to follow up on that before we find out where people can find you guys. I'm so interested in seeing this comedy that you're talking about. Where can I get it? But before we get into that, what would you add on about the work that you're doing? Why is it so important?
Oh my gosh. I think Katie made it such a great point. So we are helping the people all around the world. Like, you know, we have the audience from Africa to Asia to Alaska, everywhere in the whole world. Like, they come to share their story. And also our moderator, you know, select all those Hollywood producer and director, gave them the best feedback. Because most of those people who probably never even been to Hollywood, and now they have access to the Hollywood producer, director. Tell them how you can structure the story. They can always come back week after week to restructure the story, take the feedback, rewrite, and also get some amazing, generous help from those directors. Sometimes they will say, I will DM you, which is so great. I just feel like so happy to see those story getting better and better. It's also get a way for them. There is one person, he's a transgender man. He came to our room every week and he mentioned about how he was unhappy in his marriage for 30 years. He finally came out. He came to our room, opened his heart and soul to us. And we're very open to any kind of story. And then that is a magical moment there. You are so open to human's choice. No matter what choice you made, we think your story is worth into a movie. You can always find an audience there, depending on how you tell your story.
Oh, telling your story, how you're telling your story. So super important. So grab that magic that is already inside of each one of us. So I absolutely am so excited that I had you all today. How can people keep in contact with you? Kat, let's start with you first. Where can we keep in touch?
Definitely follow our club on Clubhouse, Film Talk with Kat and Kel. That is a place you can find the schedule for our Film Talk with Kat and Kel. Could Your Life Be a Movie? So we are on Clubhouse every Saturday, 6 p.m. PST. We would love to hear your story. Of course, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, all kinds of social media platforms, and my Instagram is official Kat C.
Mm-hmm. I will be there.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. And Kelly, how can we get in touch with you?
Definitely go check out Kat's TikTok. She's a superstar and her dog Poochie. Lots of great entertainment there. Can't wait to be back and shooting with you again, Kat. So hopefully you'll be seeing some more exciting content Kat and I are working on behind the scenes. We're going to be coming out with a very exciting project. So please stay tuned on that. And make sure to be following us on the gram. Look me up there. It's just my full name, Kelly Pantaleone, on all platforms. And definitely tune in with us on Clubhouse and see what we've got going on there. Would love to hear your stories. And you can be up for each week. We give away $1,000 in prizes. Definitely come share your story or even just listen in. Your life will be changed just by you tuning in. I can promise you that.
Woohoo! Well, come on in, $1,000 on a Saturday night. So you can't even beat it with a stick. Mm-hmm. So, I love it. Well, thanks you all for being here. Yeah, you can't beat it with a stick. That's what mama used to say.
So good.
Yeah, well, thanks you all for being here. I so appreciate both of you all.
Thank you for having us.
Wonderful.
Good. We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.